Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Okay, in this episode, I'm going to talk about my baby's first word. So a baby's first word is one of the best and most memorable milestones of a child's life, because there are several milestones. You know, walking, taking first steps, first word, first tooth, first haircut, you know. But the first word is one of the most memorable and most important milestones that a child can experience. The age when a baby says his or her first word, it varies from child to child. And some children say their first word a little bit after 1 year old, and some as late as 3 years old. That's because children's development varies also from individual to individual. There's a lot of factors involved in that. And, you know, if your child still doesn't talk by a certain age, you know, there are markers. You know, they should be hitting this milestone at this range. They should be hitting this milestone in this period of time. But if they haven't reached it yet, you know, you should consult with a professional. Maybe it's just a delayed development, or maybe there's something wrong, you know, with the speech center of the brain or something. But usually a child says the first word from 1 to 2 years old. Anything later than that could be a cause for worry. So what separates a first word from sounds? You know, I think one of the most important things that would define your child's first word is the intent and the ability to repeat it, you know. Okay, so in my baby's case, I really don't know what his first word was, but my wife says it's Appa, it's me, you know. But really, I couldn't tell, because he made several sounds at around the same period, so I don't really know which came first. But yeah, Appa was one of them. But for me, there wasn't like a definite point where I could say that's his first word. It sounded a bit like Appa, but it wasn't really that. It didn't sound perfectly like that. But, you know, if you like, you could force it, like, I think that's what he meant. So, okay, let's just write it down as Appa, his first word. But honestly, I'm not really sure if that is his first word, because I think there were like several at around the same time. Well, my wife might disagree with me, but that was my experience, of course. So, about that, the thing that would qualify a baby's sound as his or her first word is the child's intention and the ability to repeat it. So, for example, the baby's calling me, Appa. He has to mean it. He has to intend to call me. Like, he didn't just make sounds with his mouth and it just sounded like Appa. He really formed those words purposefully with intent to communicate with me. He wanted me, not his mother, not his brother, but me particularly. And he knows that those syllables, those letters, those sounds that he makes would grab my attention because it refers to me. So that factor has to be present in your child's first word. He has to intend it. You know, it's not just a random slew of syllables and sounds. You know, there's purpose behind it, there's intent. And the next thing is the ability to repeat it. If your child can say it more than once, and at each of those times with intent to call you, you know, he does it like 5 times a day, and during those times, it's directed at you all the time, it's to grab your attention, that would qualify as the baby's first words. So my baby's first word, according to my wife again, is Appa. But right now he says a lot more words, and these are some of those words.
Robin, you say car.
Wow.
You say star.
Wow.
You say water.
Wow.
You say fire truck. You say fish. You say airplane.
Woo!
You say taxi.
Aye.
Taxi. You say electric fan.
Aye.
You say aircon.
Mm-hmm.
You say cow.
Right, so my baby's favorite word as of this recording is the word bus. He says it perfectly, you know. The letter B, the letter U, the letter S, and he can point it out in the street. When we were driving on the highway and he sees a bus, he knows it's a bus. And when he's watching TV with us and there's a bus on screen, he calls it out as a bus. And when I build him something on Lego that looks like a bus, and which I intended to be a bus, he knows it's a bus and it's going to say bus. So that's his favorite. And right now, one of his favorite songs is Wheels on the Bus. I don't know if it's because of the melody or because it's about a bus, which he likes so much, but that's his favorite. So either he likes the word bus and then he grew to like the object associated with it, or he liked the object first before he liked the word associated with it. I don't know, but as of this recording, as I said, his favorite word is bus. So those are my thoughts on my baby's first word. So to all the first time dads out there, try to be more aware about your baby's first word, lest you end up like me, unsure of which word really is the baby's first word. And if you experience your baby's first word, celebrate it. You know, it's a milestone. Just take videos of it, let him repeat it on video, and post it on social media and tag everyone you know. You know, broadcast it to the world and be proud that your baby can now talk. Okay, so that was my episode on first words. You can send us a message at firsttimedadpodcast@gmail.com. That's 1st, timedadpodcast@gmail.com. And you can listen to First Time Dad on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms. Also, First Time Dad is part of the Philippine Podcast Directory. Like and follow us on Facebook to check out other great podcasts from other Pinoy podcasters. So once again, thank you for listening. Goodbye.